I think we have Senator Fazio on the line. Are you there, Senator?
I am. Sorry, my phone was bugging out.
That's all right. You know, I always like promoting who's going to come up and call in, but sometimes things happen and people don't call in, and then I feel, you know, ridiculous. But I'm happy that you did call in. We heard from Representative Meskers earlier today about our electric bills, and I know that that's something that you're taking very seriously up there in Hartford.
Exactly. That's my priority 1A right now.
Talk to us about what this ultimately means for your constituency.
So, listen, electric rates in Connecticut are just too high. They're the third highest in the country after Hawaii, which is an island, and California, which has lost its mind. So clearly there's something wrong here specifically, and state policies bear much of the blame. And that's why I have, you know, been touting a six-point plan that I co-authored that I think would do a lot to actually lower our bills in this state. I'm hearing from seniors on fixed incomes who are having to choose between, you know, whether they can afford one bill or another, or parents who are lower income who are having trouble paying bills. So it's hurting a lot of people, even in our area. And I think the state government needs to act. I think we need state leadership to act as soon as possible in order to pass at least parts of the plan that I've co-introduced and that 65 of my legislative colleagues have signed on to. We need another 29 of them to sign on in order to actually take action. But if we don't, there's nothing on the horizon to actually make a dent in these electric bills.
Senator, I have a question here for you. I have a lot of friends that live in Connecticut that have Eversource, and you know, what do you say to them as far as that their bills have gone up drastically because they are actually paying for people that could not afford electricity, that some of it had to do with pandemic related emergencies as such, and you know their bills have gone $200-$400 a month higher just on that alone.
What I would tell them is that it shouldn't be this way, and it didn't have to be this way. The plan, when I re-released my plan at the beginning of the year with my House and Senate Republican colleagues, it called for using the one-time federal ARPA funds to pay down the one-time cost of that that pandemic sort of shutoff moratorium, which probably shouldn't have gone on for 4 years in the first place. But at least we should have used some of the $400 million of the remaining one-time federal ARPA monies on this one-time expense. Well, we didn't. And instead, we chose to use that money on ongoing kind of bureaucratic expenses, which will be a problem next year when we try to set a budget. So a lot of these things that don't have to be this way. The public benefits charges in your electric bill, which is like 20% of your electric bill, give or take in a given month, those are 41 different government programs that are funded through your electric bill. That's why I call it a hidden tax, because those things should normally be funded through a budgetary and an appropriations process and debate where they're vetted against other programs and they compete for funding every 2 years. Instead, they're funded through your electric bill, through a hidden tax, as a matter of course, without sufficient checks and, you know, cost-benefit analysis. And I don't think the people deserve to have to pay that tax in their bills.
We're going to have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I really do appreciate that you called in. And this is such an important topic. I did want to check in with you on a few other things. In our last minute together, I know you were at town hall earlier this week for the flag raising for Mexican independence. You still love doing the meet and greets with your constituency?
I mean, you know, they're more than my constituents. That, you know, at this point, they're my neighbors, they're my friends. I mean, representing your hometown, your home district is like the coolest thing ever. It's such an honor, and I love doing it, and hopefully I get to do it for another 2 years, but it's such an honor.
Early voting starts, right? We're right there.
Yeah, and you can start applying for absentee ballots, start getting mailed out on the 4th if you apply for them, and you can start early voting in person this year, starting, I think, October 21st, and you can do that at town hall during normal business hours, so ample opportunities to vote.
State Senator Fazio, thank you so much for checking in with us.
Thank you, sir.
John and Matt in for Tony Savino here in 1490 WGCH News Center. It's 8 o'clock.